The space pod was now moving along a shallow arc almost parallel to the surface of the star, but slowly descending toward it. And now, for the first time, Bowman became aware of sounds. There was a faint, continuous roar, broken from time to time by crackles like tearing paper or distant lightning. This could be only the feeblest echo of an unimaginable cacophony. The atmosphere surrounding him must be racked by concussions that could tear any material object to atoms, yet he was protected from this shattering tumult as effectively as from the heat.